trains, and we are focused on trains this morning because on Wednesday there was yet another crude oil train accident, this time in Virginia, after there was a series of accidents. Well, there were a couple in the Hudson Valley in earlier this year, and a big one in Montreal or in Quebec last year, where an oil train exploded. And Wednesday, another one exploded in Lynchburg, Virginia, catching the James River on fire, shutting down water short time to the city of Richmond. And at the same time, the governor released a report in New York, basically begging the federal government for help in regulating, saying that the state does not have the ability to respond to an oil train crisis of the sort we are starting to see around the country. And now I've got on the phone Kathy Nolan, the regional director from Catskill Mountain Keeper, to talk about a little bit about this issue. Kathy, can you hear us?
Yes, good morning, Tom.
Whoops, I don't have your mic up now. Now, can we hear you now?
Yes, good morning, Tom.
All right. Thank you for being here this morning.
My pleasure.
Governor released this report on Wednesday. Why do you think it was necessary for him to do this?
Well, the methods of transport that we have for moving petroleum products across the country is really inadequate, and the train system for transport is particularly problematic with the cars that are hauling the petroleum not built to withstand a derailment or an impact, and the petroleum products being extremely flammable. So this is a very dangerous situation. There have been some efforts at the state level to try to increase monitoring and slow these trains down and try to improve the situation, but most of the rail system in the country is regulated by the federal government, by the Department of Transportation at the federal level, and they do not have regulations that require double-line tanks that would be safer, and a lot of the safety measures that we would like to see in place. So it's really important that the federal government take action here, and the main action that the state can take is to demand that action from the federal government. The New York State is also trying to do things like prepare our emergency service people to be able to deal with a disaster. But this is that's really kind of after the fact. We would like to be able to prevent fires and explosions that have the potential for loss of life and property damage before it happens.
And this is a larger issue here in New York and specifically our area, as more of these crude oil trains have been coming through lately. They've increased the railway use. What could be the potential situation here in the Hudson Valley if something like this happens?
Well, we do have these rail lines going through population centers, and so the type of tragedies that we've seen in Canada and West Virginia and are really we're not immune from that. We have rail lines going near the Hudson River, and so we have potential for contamination of water sources as well. So it really is a real problem. And the situation is worsening, as you said, with more transport of petroleum products. This is true because of new methods of unconventional drilling for gas and oil, opening up new sources of petroleum products. So it's also in some cases, crude oil coming from Canada. So what we have is a situation that's bad and really getting worse because of the increasing attention and turning to new sources of petroleum. In my view, that's where the problem comes. We should not be using the as our major source of fuel and putting more attention on bringing more petroleum products out of the ground when we know that that's an inherently dangerous source of power and fuel. We know it's hard to transport in the ways we're talking about. It's also very bad for the planet because it has a lot of methane and other volatile compounds that contribute to air pollution. And the unconventional methods of bringing it up out of the ground risk damaging not only the air but the water. And dealing with the waste products is a mess as well. So the other thing that we can do as individuals and at the state level is really push to move to new sources of renewable energy.
Because renewables are not only cheaper, but almost in every way they're safer.
Absolutely. And they are also, as their name implies, renewables. These petroleum products are going to run out, some people say, in 30 or 50 years. Other people say sooner. And at that point, we have to deal with this problem of needing to switch to other sources of energy. So if we do it now, we just improve our own situation enormously. New York State is actually in the middle of drafting or has drafted an energy plan, and there's a comment period open at present. And I would encourage people who would like to move us away from these more dangerous fuel sources to the renewables to comment on the energy plan and ask for that, really push hard to move New York State in that direction at the same time that people are taking these actions to try to regulate and rein in the problems with crude oil and natural gas as they arise.
And what do you think about the federal response, or how are the feds doing on this, and what part of the federal government is regulating these issues?
Well, I think we have not seen enough from the federal government, or these regulations would already be in place. I mean, it seems a little inadequate to wait until you have cars exploding before you notice that they aren't designed to safely carry the materials you're letting them carry. And that's primarily the Federal Department of Transportation. So I am hopeful that these accidents and the tragedies that we've seen will provide the motivation that I think should have been there originally to design a system to carry these materials that is safe before you put them on the rails. And the same is true with pipelines.
Yeah, some people are making the argument that the Keystone Pipeline is would be preferable now that we're having all these rail troubles.
Right. Well, the Keystone and other pipelines have their own set of problems, which can include explosions and fire if at sites of pressurized parts of the system. And they also are subject to breakage and spillage, which can be devastating for water supplies near the pipelines. They are a method of transport that you have to create a vast infrastructure in order to get the crude where you want it, or the natural gas where you want it. So you end up having this crisscrossing network that runs through people's neighborhoods. And one of the problems with these train accidents is that they can occur in population centers, but most of these pipelines run near and by population centers as well.
And in our area, we're really getting a lot of these oil train cars because there's no train crossing of the Hudson River south of here. They have to. It used to be in Poughkeepsie, the bridge that's now the walkway, but now they have to go up to Castleton and Hudson to cross the river, and so they're all coming to the Selkirk yards, which is where one of the accidents was earlier this year, and the Albany train yards and had another accident. So what would you, if folks are interested in this issue, what do you think they could do, or what action would you advocate?
Well, I think we can let the governor know that we approve of his seeking to regulate this and prepare for it, and support his request to the federal government. The organization Riverkeeper has been doing very good work on this and I think has an online form on their website at riverkeeper.org to send in comments on this particular topic. The New Yorkers Against Fracking have a very informative and short form on their website about the New York State Energy Plan, and I think getting us moving in New York State towards solar and wind and hydropower, increasing our hydropower, is a good way to stop our own dependency on this material. And there are related topics in many areas along the Hudson Valley here related to the LNG exports, because a lot of this crude material and petroleum products being moved around for export, they're not even to serve domestic need. So we can urge our elected officials at both the state and the federal level to slow down and consider not moving forward with export of a material that's going to put us at risk in order to provide profits to large corporations. The New York State Energy Plan, I should mention, I said the New Yorkers Against Fracking website, that's nyagainstfracking.org, and there's a very easy-to-fill-out form with a lot of simple, easy-to-understand information about the main points in the energy plan that need to be changed. The energy plan has some good things in it, but it doesn't go far enough to really move us rapidly and completely, or nearly as completely as we can get, to these renewable and safer alternatives.
And, Kathy, can you give out the Catskill Mountain Keeper website address, too?
Yes, Catskill Mountain Keeper is catskillmountainkeeper.org. And we just recently sent out an alert that includes a copy of Governor Cuomo's letter to President Obama and lots of information about this subject.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. Kathy Nolan, the regional director of Catskill Mountain Keeper, talking about the crude oil train issue that is so important in our area. Thank you again, Kathy.
Thank you, Tom.
All right.